The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony he given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As the prophet Isaiah said, "Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, 'Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?'" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stand one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each one of us has a call from God. And this call is an essential element of what it means to be human. You may be a parent, you may be a teacher, or a retired, or a health worker. Whatever your vocation may be, God has a purpose for us all. However, we still pray for the will of God to be done on earth because we are free to make choices. Now, I want to tell you about that God calls us always. Perhaps we do not always listen because we are not attentive, maybe, or we don't expect that the God of the universe could possibly be concerned with me. But the truth is that God calls us, and we ought to respond either by choosing light over darkness or life over death. So in this life, we are always in the selection mode. There is so much things coming to us, so much we read, so much we see on TV, so much of things that are coming. So we are in the selection mode each time we select things, either towards life and light or either towards darkness or death. And some of these choices take us so much time that it becomes difficult to discern things that are non-essential for us, or what is truly important for our lives, things that are worthy of the coming King. No doubt this time of the year, our families will be busy with a lot of choices this Christmas season. And John the Baptist is one impressive guy who listened to God's call and made his choice to serve God. So will we follow suit and listen to God's call and choose light and life in everything that we do this Advent season? Will you serve this King, Jesus, with all that you've got? And this John the Baptist, obviously, God chose him. But also, many ways, he chose God because he went and lived in the wilderness and he chose God in many ways. So the Bible tells us that he knew he had the divine mission to bear the witness of the light, Jesus Christ. And everyone was concerned about who John was and what is his impact on the nation of Israel. If there were to be someone, prophet, rising in America, the first question you would ask him is, What's going to happen to us? What is going to be the future of our nation? We want to know. So they had questions about this person who's rising when everybody's going to listen to him. So who are you? We want to know, who are you? And so they ask him, is he the Messiah? They asked, and he said no. He was not the light, and so, but he came to bear witness to the light. He came to announce the coming of the king, a momentous event in the life of the nation of Israel and the entire world. It would be a new covenant between humanity and God. So John says, so make straight the way of the Lord. So in this new era that he's announcing, we would all serve God. So have you heard of the phrase, we are the hands and feet of Jesus? It means that if Christ lives in you, others will begin to experience Jesus Christ through us. I remember the first days when I was leaving my country to because of the war, we slept outside for the first time in my life. And the first people who came to us are Christians, and we didn't know. They came and they brought a mattress to my mother, and they did everything that they could to make our stay in their country more comfortable. And I could not understand how they could even do that while they themselves were so poor compared to the life that we were just living in our own country. And that, my friends, is Christianity. They were leaving the Christian life in their lives. So we experienced it, and we would say, yes, this is what it means to be a Christian. Even the little they have, they were willing to share with us. We also, every day, we make choices. Hopefully choices that are compatible with the coming king, the coming of the light. But the problem, though, here, is that, as the Bible warns us, people love darkness more than the light. And the enemy and his world do not get tired of tempting the faithful. Will you choose to serve this king and bringing light and life? Sometimes it may feel to you that we've made so little progress towards God. But persevere and stand firm in your faith. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Of course, this Advent season is not unlike many others that we've been through. It presents its own extra challenges that many families may not meet this year because of the pandemic. And perhaps the healthcare staff and the emergency workers who are overwhelmed because of everything they see every day. There was an interview for 7 staff workers in ICU. They were saying how tired they are and how sometimes very discouraged they are. And they have you and they have me to pray for them. They are here in your community. In your community here, they are here. And the things they see every day is very difficult to describe. Can we pray for them? In what ways can we support them? And John introduced this word darkness, meaning suffering and evil, the hardships that robs life of its vitality. Yet for us believers, this fight against darkness and this preparation of the coming of the king for us, maybe it may mean what these words just John just read to us. Rejoice always in the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Those are Paul's words. Serve Christ with all your heart, mind, and strength. And this season of Advent, perhaps for us, is the time to listen to God's call. And come and join us here at St. Andrew's as we pray and work and study and serve Christ together. We are making straight the way of the Lord. Amen.